We're here with Ken Pappas, who is the security strategist for Top Layer Networks. Ken, how are you?
Hi, great. Thank you.
Good. Listen, obviously, you know we're doing full coverage of the show, and we're interested in what you think the current trends are when it comes to security this year.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Nick. Well, one of the things that's driving security is, you know, the economy. And, you know, how does that work? How is the negative economy driving security? Well, unfortunately, when you have a big downturn in the economy and there's significant layoffs and businesses closing, there are more breaches and more hacks that are taking place.
Right.
Right? But in addition to that, new regulations are being enforced by our government. And as you know, when President-elect Obama was running for office, he was breached three times during his candidacy.
Right.
And I had predicted back then, I said, you know, if this guy gets elected president, there's going to be a hell of a lot more emphasis put on network security in this country.
Right.
And, you know, look at what he's done already. Okay, so that certainly has helped and driven our business. He's risen the stakes in terms of companies that have been breached. I believe now, at the top end of the threshold, companies that get breached can be fined by the government up to $1.5 million. I says, that's significant when you look at,
sure,
do I go out and buy a $30,000 appliance that's going to, you know, protect my network, or do I sit back and wait for the day to come, because I believe everybody's going to be breached if they haven't already,
mm-hmm,
and be hit with this, you know, big fine.
Very good point. Considering what you just said, you know, and Top Layer's products, what are you guys doing to approach those problems?
Well, a number of things. One is, you know, we have a third generation IPS product. You know, we continue to add, you know, stronger protection for zero-day threats.
Mm-hmm.
And we have put together sales and marketing programs to assist companies that are under, you know, some economic or budget constraints.
Right.
And also, IPS has been around the industry for about 7 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some old stuff out there that companies are looking at it as a time of a refresh.
Right.
So one of the campaigns we have going on as a company is our competitive trade-up offer. So, for example, if you happen to have a competitor's IPS product, and
right,
you might have had it for 5 years, or maybe you're not happy with the company, or the company's on shaky ground, etc.,
right,
you could bring that competitive product to Top Layer. We will give you a third generation IPS product for free. And you got to ask the question, what's the catch?
Right, right,
right,
of course.
So the catch is, today, whatever product that you have protecting your network, you're paying an annual maintenance fee for it.
Okay.
All right? So what we do is we say, hey, we understand you're paying an annual maintenance fee. Simply sign up for a 3-year annual maintenance fee with Top Layer,
right,
and we'll give you a third generation IPS for free. Now, how can you beat a deal like that?
Sure. No, that, okay, makes good sense.
So that's, you know, one of the campaigns going on. On the other side is for companies that might not have a competitive IPS product, or they might not have any type of, you know, state-of-the-art security,
uh-huh,
and now they're really, you know, bellying up to the bar that they have to do something. But they're under budget constraint.
Right.
They can't go out and buy the product, or they've already blown their budget and they need a box. What can they do? Top Layer's got another program going on. It's a zero CapEx program, which is zero capital outlay, and what you do is you sign up for the annual maintenance and some other stuff,
mm-hmm,
and you don't have to do the cash outlay for the IPS appliance itself. And that has won over a number of new accounts for Top Layer. As a matter of fact, in 2008, as the economy was, you know, on a downslide,
right,
we grew 48% in 2008. On a downed economy. So we got to be doing some things right.
Sure, I would imagine so. And obviously that differentiates you from your competitors somewhat. Are there any other factors that differentiate you from other folks in the marketplace?
The big differentiator we do have is the technology within the IPS itself. Because it is solid state, the lowest latency in the industry. As a matter of fact, SC Magazine just gave us Innovative Award in 2008. So, you know, that gave us a number of accolades. And because we're a privately held company, we have the ability to do a lot of things, certainly, you know, financially, on, you know, the competitive trade-up program or the zero CapEx. You won't see that from, you know, publicly traded companies.
That's great. Well, listen, thanks very much for your time, and have a great show.
Okay, Nick, thank you very much for your time.